Recorded Books is pleased to present the Modern Scholar Series, where great professors teach you. My name is George Guidel, and I'll be your host. Today we begin a course entitled The Second Oldest Profession, A World History of Espionage, Part 1. Your professor will be Jeffrey Birds. Professor Birds is an associate professor of history at Northeastern University in Boston and is one of the world's foremost experts on post-Soviet archives and one of a handful of scholars who's enjoyed regular access to Soviet national security archives. Birds has logged over 6 years of research in more than a dozen archives throughout Eastern Europe over the past 20 years. Birds has also worked in archives in Israel, Germany, France, Great Britain, and the United States. He has published several groundbreaking articles on the Soviet counterinsurgencies in Ukraine and the Caucasus in the 1930s and 1940s, and his latest book, Borderland Wars, Stalin's War Against Fifth Columnists on the Soviet Periphery, 1937 to 1953, is the first study in any language of the international history of Soviet, German, British, American espionage operations at the end of World War II and the beginning of the Cold War. Birds holds a PhD with distinction from Yale University and is the recipient of 3 distinguished teaching awards, 1 at Yale University and 2 at the University of Rochester. He has 3 times been a finalist for the Excellence in Teaching Award at Northeastern University. Besides a course on the history of espionage, Professor Birds also teaches very popular courses on the history of the KGB and on spying in World War II. For more information on this course, please visit its webpage at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll have access to links to related sites and a seminar room to share your thoughts with other students. And now we begin The Second Oldest Profession, A World History of Espionage, Part 1, Lecture 1, A Wilderness of Mirrors.
In 1994, renowned Yale historian and college master Robin Winks wrote a very perceptive summary of the task before us. There are very few reliable histories of espionage, and with good cause. The sources lie, are lost, are non-existent, are withheld. Journalists often lack the patience. Scholars often lack the clout to gain access, to stay the course, to outlast those who would, with both good and malign intent, seek to influence the writer's conclusions. To investigate the history of espionage is to enter into the world of shadows. The problem for historians is that a good espionage operation leaves few traces behind. Both the agency responsible for the operation and the targeted object usually collude in keeping the secrets away from a prying public. Spies want to keep their secrets. As the British Chief of Staff penned on a top-secret report after World War II dated 31 July 1945, it is imperative that the fact that such intelligence was available should never be disclosed. As we have moved towards declassification of veritable mountains of new materials since the end of the Cold War, what is most remarkable about the released archives is that national security restrictions were used far more often to conceal failed operations, incompetence, human foibles such as greed and avarice, than it was to preserve truly sensitive national security secrets. Certainly, the WikiLeaks controversy of the last few years show incontrovertibly that we have lost any objective standard for distinguishing between the world of secrets and shadows and truly sensitive national security information, just as we have lost the ability to vet or verify loyalty for any individual's reliability to preserve those secrets. How meaningful, for instance, can security classification be when it applies to some 500,000 individuals working inside the United States national security apparatus, or when one rogue individual, allegedly a lowly corporal, can steal hundreds of thousands of secret documents in a matter of minutes using new technologies?